Norton suspected that the resulting jigsaw puzzle would keep scientists busy for generations. It was even harder to get used to the silence here than it had been out on the plain of Rama. A city machine should make some sound, yet there was not even the faintest of electric hums or the slightest whisper of mechanical motion. Several times Norton put his ear to the ground or to the side of a building and listened intently. He could hear nothing except the pounding of his own blood. The machines were sleeping. They were not even ticking over. Would they ever wake again? And for what purpose? Everything was in perfect condition, as usual. It was easy to believe that the closing of a single circuit in some patient hidden computer would bring all this maze back to life. When at last they had reached the far side of the city, they climbed to the top of the surrounding levee and looked across the southern branch of the sea. For a long time, Norton stared at the 500-meter cliff that barred them from almost half of Rama. And judging from their telescopic surveys, the most complex and varied half. From this angle, it appeared an ominous, forbidding black, and it was easy to think of it as a prison wall surrounding a whole continent. Nowhere along its entire circle was there a flight of stairways or any other means of access. He wondered how the Ramans reached their southern land from New York. Probably there was an underground transport system running beneath the sea, but they must also have aircraft as well. There were many open areas here in the city that could be used for landing. To discover a Raman vehicle would be a major accomplishment, especially if they could learn to operate it. Though could any conceivable power source still be functioning after several hundred thousand years? There were numerous structures that had the functional look of hangars or garages, but they were all smooth and windowless, as if they had been sprayed with sealant. Sooner or later, Norton had told himself grimly, we'll be forced to use explosives and laser beams. He was determined to put off this decision to the last possible moment. His reluctance to use brute force was based partly on pride, partly on fear. He did not wish to behave like a technological barbarian, smashing what he could not understand. After all, he was an uninvited visitor in this world and should act accordingly. As for his fear, perhaps that was too strong a word. Apprehension might be better. The Ramans seemed to have planned for everything. He was not anxious to discover the precautions that they had taken to guard their property. When he sailed back to the mainland, it would be with empty hands.